Chapter 3. After making a harrowing escape from the northern shores of Gehenna alongside Prince Desmond, the two of you used the raft Anno built you to cross the sea in pursuit of your traitorous ex-quartermaster, Andronicus. The journey is slow. Painfully slow. But weeks later, you finally catch sight of land and arrive at the colonial port town of Umjihuru.
Finally, land at last. After that ordeal, I don't think I ever want to step foot on a ship again. At least not for a very, very long time. Anyways, Tigris, what's our next move? Of course, lead the way. By the goddess, Tigris, this place is amazing. What do you mean, what's so amazing about it? Well, sure, the buildings aren't quite as nice as the ones back in the Empire. But look at it. No guards patrolling every street corner and alley. No paved roads and signs telling you exactly where to go and how to be. This place is wild and free. And look at the... Tigris, stop. What do you mean, what am I stopping for? Look up. Look at all the airships. I don't think I've ever seen that many before at once. This is overwhelming. This must have been what it was like for the Conqueror when he first started the Empire.
Oi, you. Red-headed lad.
Me?
Oi. I'm looking for sailors for a voyage up the Sahara. You look like you've got a little muscle on your bones. The pay is good. What say you? Hey, I was talking to the lad.
I'm sorry, Captain, sir. That sounds very exciting, but